Hare Krishna, Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu is asking the following. In Bhagavad Gita 270, Krishna gives the example of the ocean, which has an incessant flow of rivers entering into it, but still remains unaffected. He likens the ocean to a Krishna-conscious person who remains unaffected by material desires. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, quote, the desires may come to him like the waters of the river that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities, and he is not even slightly disturbed by desires for sense gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna-conscious man, one who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. End quote. Srila Prabhupada also said once that as long as we have these material bodies, sex desire will be there. But is there ever a stage for one who is advanced, whereby one is embodied, but all material desires are vanquished, and the only desires remaining are Krishna conscious? And the answer to that question is yes. Very wonderful verse. Krishna says, Apuryamanam vachalapratishtam samudramapa pravashanti advat. However, this example refers to a practicing devotee, a sadhaka, who may have desires, but by, as Krishna later on says, parantrishtani vartate, by experiencing a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, by being spiritually strong, keeping the senses and the mind under control with steady intelligence, then one does not fall a victim to the urges of the senses. One does not fall victim to those desires, but experiencing a higher taste, he keeps those desires under control. And in that way, by being in contact with the process of devotional service, gradually the heart becomes purified and the desires themselves evaporate. So we should keep in mind that Krishna consciousness is not a business of just restraining our senses from lower activities, but rather it's a matter of getting a higher taste, of purification of the heart, and ultimately of adopting the desire to serve Krishna. That our senses are meant for what? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, for the service of Lord Krishna. And when our senses are completely engaged in Krishna's service, and the sevanam bhakti ruchati, that's really considered to be real bhakti. One is considered to be a pure devotee. So as we perform the activities of devotional service nicely and refrain from indulging in satisfying our senses, thereby we avoid accumulating further bad habits, the heart becomes purified. And ultimately, one comes to the stage where the only desire is, oh, let me serve Krishna, let me please Krishna. And that stage of Krishna consciousness is the stage of perfection. That is the transcendental platform where one is no longer affected or influenced by the modes of material nature or the urges of the senses. One's only meditation is to serve Krishna with love and devotion. So we should keep that in mind and progress forward in that direction. Be reassured that ihariyasya harer dasya karmana manasavacha jiva mukta. One can become a jiva mukta, a liberated soul in this body, even within this material world, provided that he fully engages his senses, his mind, his intelligence, everything within the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna.